You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan with Matt Wilhelm today on the Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We previewed the Bengals along with Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com. He mentioned a player, Vontaze Burfict,
yes,
their linebacker, who I remember when he was at Arizona State, and you would watch those late night, Thursday night, Saturday night,
Pac-12 games.
Pac-12 games from out there. And that guy was a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty walking.
Waiting to happen,
and it would happen. And and that really dropped him in the draft because he was such a hothead on the field. But he goes to the Bengals, and I'm sure he still has that intensity.
Yes.
But they have channeled it a bit.
They've honed it.
Yeah, and they ended up with a terrific player.
They really have. Undrafted free agent. A lot like Deshaun Gibson.
Because that's turned
into a Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Burfict, I can remember Dennis Erickson was the coach at Arizona State when he was there, and he would always be going over to the bench and putting his hands on both shoulder pads and saying, "Hey, listen, you can't do that. You're hurting us."
Yeah.
He would play like he was on fire.
Yeah.
He would, you know, get into it with officials, other players.
But now it's going on 2 years with him having a health issue.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's a big problem.
You know, not going to hate it if he's hurt during, the week that they play the Cleveland
Browns.
Well,
I'll tell you what, when he's on the field, they have really come up with something there. They lived with it, then they honed it, as you said, and he's been very good when he's been able to play. Jason Gibbs joins us right now with some tweets. But first of all, congratulations to you on your life situation as you are now engaged.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Guys. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
It's been a crazy week.
I picked up that news from Tony Grossi.
Oh.
Yep.
Very nice. Yeah, Grossi's first day back today.
Well,
too.
When he was buying his fourth Cardale Jones jersey, I saw him in line, and he told me, "Hey, Jason got engaged."
That's about right for him, too. He's leading that.
He's leading that tailgate party game. Yeah.
All right, guys, from Paul Myers, our good friend here. Matt, probably more of a question for you. What are the rookies going to do when they come in on Wednesday? Film, playbook, classroom, practice? What is the rookie schedule? Now, the rookies report a week before basically everybody else.
Right, and what they'll do is they'll get sized for all their equipment all over again, their pads. They'll be supplied everything that they'll need for an actual practice. It's going to be a lot of meetings, you know, hours and hours of meetings. Not so much film because there's not too much to watch unless they go back to OTAs and minicamp. I would say 2 hours on field would look a lot like OTAs. But remember, again, we're limited on the number of guys that are going to be out there. So you're going to have maybe like 30 players out there practicing. And in some cases, with guys like, you know, Cam Irving and Danny Shelton, Nate Orchard, who are competing to start or potentially play significant roles on this team, they're going to want to limit that because they're going to interject that role once the veterans report.
Now, do the quarterbacks come in? They're always on
yes.
a different schedule.
Yeah.
So they'll be in with the rookies?
I would think Thaddee Lou would probably report. Josh McCown may be the only one that does not.
Jason, I don't know if you remember this in Browns history, but Montario Hardesty was hurt early in the rookies arrived at training camp and was never the same. He ended up with a bone bruise. During the little, he was running through tires, I think, or something like that, or cones, and he ended up with a bone bruise. Yeah. Yeah, that was a devastating thing, and everyone kept saying, "Oh, you know, it's just a little bruise. He'll be back. He'll be back." And then remember, Jason, they brought him back in the last preseason game against the Bears. They ran him about 8 times in a row, and on number 8, I remember saying to Doug, there's a Brown down on the field, and he went, "Oh," as only Doug can, and it was hard to see with an ACL.
That's about right. Do you remember Braylon Edwards hurting himself?
Braylon Edwards. I remember Braylon Edwards came out of practice one day, foolishly, as only Braylon could, and he came out without his spikes on, and he got cut. He cut his foot.
He was running around. They were, like, playing tag.
Yeah, with no spikes on, and he got cut, and he ended up with, like, about 6 or 7 stitches.
What cut him? A rock?
Jason, do you remember what
sprinkler head or something?
I
think it might have been, or was it another player?
I think it was another player who still had his shoes on.
Who had his spikes on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the year that they were supposed to be great after their 10-6 year.
Oh, yes.
And Braylon ended up not playing at all during the preseason. And they opened up against the Cowboys that year, and they got whacked in the opening game.
Another question for you guys from Eric Butler. Who starts opposite Carlos Dansby this season, Kirksey or Robertson? Or other?
it's going to be by committee. I would think it's going to be Robertson to begin, and they're going to grow that role for Kirksey opposite Carlos Dansby.
What does Kirksey do well?
Kirksey's a great athlete. He's great in coverage.
Yeah, that's what, and that was the plus with him coming out of Iowa was that he could really cover.
Yes.
And when we saw him in the preseason when he was playing, and he played a significant amount, he did cover
yes,
well.
Yes,
yeah,
he did
cover well. Robertson's
good at everything, but he's not great at anything.
Well, I would say, Jason, off the year Robertson had last year, I think he should start.
I do too.
Yep.
Yeah. That'll be one of the battles we'll definitely be watching here as camp gets
going. Well, that's
going.
Good. If Kirksey pushes him, that's really good.
And to follow that up, Pat tweets at the show, and he says, who's the one player you are most looking forward to seeing when training camp starts?
Hmm. Do you have one in mind?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard. I'm really interested in Duke Johnson and what they do with him. And you know, you don't see the running game at all until training camp
right.
because
Pads
all
run.
Of the OTAs and everything. Right. It's touch football. So I'm interested to see him and all the various things that they think they can do with him because they think he's got a lot in his bag of tricks.
I want to see Josh McCown operate this offense at not an introductory level, which is what you do when you install. You know, you kind of want to throw it out there and see if it sticks with the unit that you have out there. But I want to see Jim O'Neill throw the kitchen sink at Josh McCown and him and his playmakers and that offensive line handle it and complete passes and move the chain in those move the field scenarios.
Now, this defense should be well ahead of this offense because
yeah.
it's the same scheme and it's the same coaching staff.
Yes.
Okay, and that's going to be important. Now, the offense, it's going to be a new coordinator.
They'll have their days.
Yeah, they're going to have their days, and they may not look great early. Okay, don't get freaked out because those guys on the other side, they're
really
pretty good.
Good.
They're good, okay? They really are. We are going to take our last break, and then we'll be back with our final segment and close out the show here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.